Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows, only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
You're listening to a podcast on
the Geeky Dad Podcast Network.
Guess what today is?
Mama's birthday. Happy birthday, Mama.
Happy birthday, Mama.
Happy birthday, Mama.
So what do you like about Mama?
She gives the best hugs.
Yeah? What about you?
She's the best Lego building partner, and I love our coffee dates together.
Yeah?
Mama always helps me with everything and cheers me on.
And guess what? She is the goat of our family, all right? And I can't do anything without her. And I love her, and she's the best mom and wife that I could ever hope for.
Now on with the show!
Okay, I'm the Geeky Dad, and these are my co-hosts.
Ariana.
And Rayon.
And Raiden.
And we're the Multiverse Kids!
Okay, a little bit less loud, okay? We're doing a double feature, a Marvel TV Palooza double feature.
Which is Echo.
Yeah, we're doing Echo and What If. Okay, season 2. Right?
Yes.
Now, what you guys think of Echo? Can you give us a little summary of what Echo is?
She jumped off a train.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. What else does she do?
So Echo is basically the spinoff of Hawkeye. Because in the end of Hawkeye, in the end credit scene, we see Maya Lopez killing Kingpin. Supposedly killing Kingpin.
Okay, by the way, this is going to be a lot of spoilers. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Okay, so it ends with Echo basically seemingly killing a Kingpin. But of course, if you don't see a dead body,
he's not dead.
Yes. He never dies.
Yes, Kingpin's powers never die. He never ever dies.
I mean, that's most main villains.
He never dies.
I mean, come on. Has Lex Luthor ever really, really, really died?
Even
in the Punisher game.
Yeah.
When the building collapsed and fell on him, he survived.
If you don't see a body, he's not dead. And sometimes if you do see a body, he's still not dead. Because it could always be like a clone or something, you know?
Thank you.
Okay, so we actually see Echo finally get her powers in this show. Okay? But we only see her in her comic book outfit maybe like once in the show. Right?
And Kingpin, he goes in 2 episodes. Why?
Yeah. And also, Daredevil is in it for 1 episode, right, kids?
Yes, not even less than an episode.
Now, in the comics, Daredevil and Echo are kind of like an item together. They're kind of like connected more than they are in this show. He's barely in it for like maybe 5 minutes.
Less than that.
And they put him in the trailer, and I thought he was going to play a bigger role, so that was a bit of a disappointment.
Yes.
Okay?
A bit?
He never ends in
I thought he was going to play a little bit of a bigger role. Maybe he was going to be a love interest or something. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It was also kind of like a short show. Shorter than like most of them.
This is probably the shortest like Marvel show. It's like five episodes. I don't know if they're gonna do another season. I think this is just like a limited season, like a mini series. I don't know.
Daredevil doesn't have swords, doesn't he?
No, he has sticks. He has sticks.
Okay? And the new thing they're doing is now this Marvel spotlight.
Yeah, well, that's what they're gonna do. Marvel Spotlight is going to basically spotlight characters that are not as famous as Spidey and the Avengers and stuff like that, you know?
And X-Men.
Yeah, I think that's what Werewolf by Night is going to be under and stuff like that. Jigglypuff. You know? So,
Jigglypuff.
In this show, it looks like they're kind of hinting that she is related to Kahori.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's like the same water.
The water is blue, right?
Yes. And
but
they're also Native American.
But it's a different tribe. But who knows? Maybe.
Maybe they're around the same place.
Maybe they're around the same place. Who knows? You know, they could easily. Daddy. They could easily figure out a way to make them connect.
Yes.
You know, but.
How is that? Because
I think.
By the way,
Maya was in the Choctaw tribe while Kahori was in the Mohawk tribe.
Yeah. So, we could always, if they wanted to redo a retcon, they could always make them related in some way.
There's a problem in Echo. The power is different.
It is different. It is different. So, it could be just a different tribe.
It doesn't have powers. Why?
You know, I mean, you could have more than one Native American superhero.
Yes.
They don't have to all be related. Not all the white guys are related, you know.
And she doesn't have any powers.
Is Spider-Man and Captain America related?
No.
No.
No. Although, almost every X-Men is related.
Yes.
Actually, they all are.
Yeah.
They're all a big family.
Yeah. So, give your rating, kids.
I mean...
Then Echo has...
I give it like...
I like it better than She-Hulk.
Oh my god.
I give it 3.5.
Yeah, 3.5.
Yeah.
3.5!
Now, I'm going to say this.
If they added Daredevil more, it would have been better.
Yeah, if they added more Daredevil, but I'm not a fan of the actress that plays Echo.
She's always bad.
She has like... I'm sorry, but she has one expression every time, and it's always like, I'm mad.
Yeah, and she only like smiled like 2 times.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and plus, you know, I find it, you know, it's hard to make a show about a person that can't talk interesting, so you have to have everybody else. Yeah, you have to have everybody else talk and express themselves. You know, it's hard to actually invest in a character that can't talk. I'm sorry, but, you know, I just can't. You know?
I mean, yeah.
But they did a good job.
Yeah.
Making me...
What I don't understand is, like, why does Kingpin like Maya so much?
I never understood that in the comic books either.
Oh, so it's a loose thread there also.
Because Kingpin doesn't like...
Like, he took care of her and everything.
Yeah, how would he know that she would end up being such a good fighter against Daredevil? Huh?
He didn't.
He was just lucky to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a story, like, in the comic books, I felt like they just kind of just added that in because they needed to add somebody connected to the Kingpin, you know. Kingpin has his son who's a villain. They didn't show him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Moon Girl, in the Moon Girl comics, he had like this adopted daughter.
Yeah. Seriously, another daughter.
And her name was Princess.
Okay, whatever. Anyhow, I'm gonna give Echo 2 thumbs out of 4.
Okay? I'll give it.
Oh.
How about you, Rayon?
3.5. 3.5.
Yeah. So, that's it for this, I guess. We're going to be talking about What If next.
What If.
And, yeah.
Please hit the bell and subscribe.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
After these messages.
Yeah.
Hey, Ariana, have you ever read the news on the internet?
No, who has time for that?
Well, the Newsly app is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing.
Stop scrolling and start listening.
That's right, Rayon. You can follow any topic as specific as you like, from sports to science to even, you know, the Kardashians. Like, who cares about those guys, right? And you'll find the latest articles and they'll read them to you out loud. And you know what? They even have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 80 countries. Our podcast, the Geeky Dad Podcast, is there too. I started using it as my default podcast app. They even have digital radio. So download and use the Newsly app for free. And, you know, go to www.newsly.me, or from the link in our description, you can use the promo code GEEKYDAD and you get 1 free month of premium subscription. What do you think, guys?
Cool!
That's awesome!
Try the Newsly app. Okay, kids, we're going to be talking about what if.
Dot, dot, dot.
Season two.
Question mark.
Yes. So.
What if season two was
the best?
You liked it.
Yes.
Yes.
You liked it. Yes. Okay. I still think season one is better.
Yes, of course. I mean,
okay, go back to season one. What episodes did you like? Let's see. Yeah.
I liked episode
first
one.
Episode of season one was the Captain Carter one. That was
what
good.
What if Captain Carter were the first Avenger?
That was a good one.
Number
okay,
two?
Let's check. Let's see.
I think number two is also good.
T'Challa became T'Challa?
What if T'Challa became Star-Lord?
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Rest in peace.
That was a good episode. Let's see.
Nah.
I didn't like that third episode that
much.
Yeah,
because guess who's the killer? Hank Pym.
Yeah. Okay, what was the next one? Let's see. The Doctor Strange one. That was okay. It was more of a setup than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if Doctor Strange lost his heart instead of his hands?
Yeah, yeah. What about the next one? Let's see.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that zombie one.
What if zombies was, like, a great episode?
That was the best one, I think. Because it had Spidey. Yeah.
Yeah.
That Killmonger one was mostly a setup, too.
Yeah.
Basically set up for the rest of the season. Let's see. What else?
Killmonger rescued Tony Stark.
Yeah. What else is there?
What if Thor is an only
child? Oh, yeah. I actually like this one.
That was funny.
Yes.
Because, like, Thor beat the butt off of Captain Marvel.
What if Ultron won?
See, that was mostly set up. But that was also good.
That was good.
Because it showed that Ultron could actually be a threat.
What if someone broke his oath?
Then the season finale.
Season finale is always the best.
The season finale made up for the whole season. That was a cool season finale.
What if the Watcher broke
So, yeah.
His
so,
oath?
Overall, I would say I think I'm going to give season one of What If. I give it four.
Four
thumbs.
Four thumbs up.
Four thumbs up. Perfect. What if it will always be perfect?
Yeah. That first season was pretty good. The first season was pretty good. And yeah. I like the animation.
Yes, it's cool.
Yeah. So we had to wait a while for season two. And they dropped season two just a couple of weeks ago on Disney Plus during the holiday season. And we're going to do a rundown on the episodes of What If Season 2. Now, I'm going to say this up front. Compared to Season 1, I don't think the episodes were as good.
Yeah, actually, no.
You know?
Yeah.
They could have came up with a lot of better ideas for a What If. Okay?
Yeah.
You know? For instance, we actually didn't see any Spidey at all.
Exactly. How can you do What If without Spidey?
Right?
The zombie one, they could have continued that.
Yeah, that I would like to see.
I mean, they still had them. And
yeah.
But
they didn't even do anything from, like WandaVision. They didn't talk, and, you know, I don't know when they wrote these episodes. Maybe they didn't have time to include some of the recent stuff.
Yeah.
You know? But...
Well, let's just...
There's a lot of stuff they
could have did a lot of things. What if Black Widow didn't die?
Yes.
What if
Tony Stark didn't die as a mate or whatever.
Like, what if Tony Stark didn't die at the end of Endgame?
Yeah. What if Captain America
didn't go back to have a happy life with Peggy?
Right. Or, you know...
What if Thor was evil?
Yeah. What if Thor was adopted instead of Loki?
What if
Loki got the hammer instead?
Instead they did that with Hela.
Yeah.
What if the Avengers were evil?
I mean, I guess.
DC has done that.
I have one.
There was...
What if the Earth's Mightiest Heroes were against each other and fought?
Oh my god, that happens all the time.
That happened in every movie.
They all fought each other.
No. Bro, no, that's not a good one. No.
That happens every single day. It's like, oh, the toothbrush doesn't go there. Hey, we're going to disband now. Yeah. That's how they are.
What if Vision was... Oh, wait, they did that in the first season. Vision basically was evil in that one. You know.
What if Scott Lang never became Yellow Jacket?
Scott Lang, what?
Scott Lang.
Hank Pym.
He didn't become Yellow Jacket.
Hank Pym.
That was in a different universe.
What if Shang-Chi was part of the Avengers from the beginning? Huh?
Yeah, like, we don't hear about him anymore. Like,
yeah.
What? Is he just non-existent now?
I don't know.
What if Captain America snapped instead of...
Yeah, what if they snapped the other side of the Avengers instead of, like...
The other population of the Earth.
Yeah. That would have been a good one. You know. What if Peter Parker never got bit by the spider?
They could do a lot of more things if the MCU wasn't like this right now.
Yeah. What if Kachu chose Spidey?
Oh, well, they didn't even do anything with Moon Knight. Okay.
Yeah.
They could have done Hulk related stuff. Like,
what if She-Hulk was Moon Knight?
What if She-Hulk was like the Hulk before, like Bruce Banner?
Yeah, or something like that.
What if the world's most mightiest heroes? What the world's most weakest heroes?
Oh boy, you and always doing the worst ones.
What? I don't know, something with Miss Marvel, I don't know.
Oh yeah, they didn't have anything with Miss Marvel.
They actually didn't have anything with the
new... What if Miss Marvel was actually interesting?
How dare you?
Captain Marvel.
Yes, Captain Marvel.
I got confused, sorry.
What if Miss Marvel was the greatest Avenger? That would be something good.
What if Spider-Man was the last one on Earth?
What if, like, they actually use Miss Marvel from the comics with the real powers?
Oh, yeah, that would be a good one.
What if
the Eternals actually did something?
What if the Eternals movie was actually good?
What if Marvel was actually good?
Oh, boy.
What if DC was good?
I mean, okay.
Disney.
We agree that they could have came up with some better what ifs in this season. Let's do a rundown.
The Watcher wasn't even real.
Yeah. What if, you know, you would stop talking? Okay. Now, let's go with episode one.
What if Nebula joined the Nova Corps?
That was actually a good episode. I actually like that one.
Yeah, it had Howard the Duck.
Yes.
And Groot.
And Korg.
Yeah.
And Drax.
Now, that actually showed a different type of storyline. That was good. And it had, like, a futuristic look to it. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
They had What If episode.
Peter Quill attacked Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
This was actually good.
Yeah, this was also, like, a part two.
88.
Yeah, you got to see a different Avengers team, the Avengers from the 80s.
Hey, this was the second part of What If T'Challa Became Star-Lord.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I hated about it was that they kept the female Captain Marvel. I always hated that they changed the original Captain Marvel into a woman.
What if the Captain Marvel was not a girl?
The original Captain Marvel you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. But besides that was okay. The Happy Hogan episode 3.
What if Happy Hogan?
That was Christmas? Actually a very good one.
Yeah, it was great for Christmas. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
It was Hulk Hogan. Yes, that was funny. You don't get that joke, probably.
I do.
Really? What does that mean?
He's Hulk and he's Happy Hogan.
No, you don't get that joke. There's a famous wrestler called Hulk Hogan.
Is he purple?
No, he's yellow.
Then that makes no sense.
I mean, he would look weird if he was purple. I mean, yellow. Okay? Okay. He'd look like Big Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Big Bird again?
It was good for a Christmas episode.
That was good.
Yes. At the end, the funny part was when Soy came and said, well, where's everyone? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Iron Man crashed the Grandmaster.
Crashed into the Grandmaster.
Really? I don't know if I like this that much. The only thing I liked of that episode was
It
basically gave backstory to season one.
Yeah.
I liked the race car.
The race was good. The Iron Man turning into a car was good.
Transformer right now.
But, you know.
I have something to say.
Yeah.
If it was about Iron Man, why did they pick Gamora?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. Why couldn't it have been about Gamora instead?
If they picked her.
But, yeah, I didn't like that one that much. But, okay. The next one was the Captain Carter episode.
One of the greatest episodes.
I don't think so because it really didn't have a resolution.
No, it actually didn't.
It was basically just set up. Okay? And why does Captain Carter have more episodes this season than anything?
I don't know.
But I guess it was okay. The Kahori episode was good.
What if Kahori reshaped the world?
Because it was like a total what if. Like, it didn't have any other superheroes or anybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's what if the Tesseract ended up in a tribe.
Yeah. And we made the mistake by just reading the subtitles when we could have just actually heard it, them talking.
Who cares? A little reading doesn't hurt anybody. Now, the next episode, episode 7,
Hella found the 10 rings. And she's banished to Earth, and she found...
This was interesting because it actually showed something from Shang-Chi, but they didn't have any Shang-Chi in it.
Again. Yeah,
because...
Why?
The Mandarin never got married. How would Shang-Chi be born?
You know, this was a perfect opportunity to show, like, maybe, like, Iron Fist or, you know, Boon Knight in the past, you know?
Yeah.
What if
they could have had a lot of people show up?
Number 8 now. What if the Avengers assembled in 1602?
Now,
that
was okay, but not good because I have read the 1602 comic book and it was nothing like this. Okay? Yeah. So it's a good idea, but I didn't like it that much. No.
Yeah. Also, the title doesn't make any sense.
It makes sense if you read the 1602 comic book. It's actually an adaptation of that famous comic book series. Okay?
Wanda was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good what if. What if Wanda didn't turn bat crazy?
What if Wanda didn't care about her imaginary children?
Uh-huh.
What if Wanda actually cared about her husband?
Now, we're going to talk about the season finale. Now, the season finale, a lot of people have a lot of issues with the season finale of this season. Because they felt like, you know, they made Captain Carter too OP. Okay?
OP stats are overpowered. It's called What If Strength Supreme Intervened.
Yeah.
Where he collects all bad guys and heroes, tries to feed them to
or
something.
Does he collect the bad guys only?
Right.
Cloudy collects the heroes all, also.
So
why didn't the Watcher assemble the other Guardians of the Multiverse?
Because he said, like, oh, everything will go into its place.
I mean, technically it did.
Technically it did.
Yeah. But basically...
But Strange Supreme had to die for his thing.
Yeah, so...
But he also saved...
The Doctor Strange from Season 1 that went crazy and... swallowed up his whole universe.
Yeah.
He joined the Guardians of the Multiverse at the end of Season 1, and they worked together to stop the evil Ultron.
But...
When he went
crazy, he also got a bunch of demons inside.
Yes. Now, in this one...
They both lost someone they love. So she thought she could trust him when he said someone's evil in this dimension.
Right. Now, it turns out he's bad. But, you know, everybody kind of guessed he was going to be bad, right?
So he killed himself to save his dimension.
But before he does that, okay, kid? Okay. You can't give away everything, but...
Before he does that, Captain Carter
gets an Infinity Gauntlet, okay?
Infinity Stones.
Yes, and she has...
Infinity Armor.
Ultron armor, which is made out of vibranium.
Okay.
Now, she also has Odin's sword.
Yes.
And Hela's helmet. Okay? And Kahori.
Hela's crown. Kahori has Thor's hammer.
Yes.
And the 10 rings.
And the 10 rings. So these two girls.
And Kahori also has her powers, just to say that.
Yes, she has some cool powers. Now, these two girls become literally the most OP characters in all of the Marvel universe.
But so did the DC universe, you could beat them.
No, they could probably destroy the DC universe.
Oh, yes, Batman. Definitely.
No, they could probably kill Batman if they wanted to.
He's too strong.
Before he did.
Really? Snap. Done.
Yeah.
Snap.
And a knife killed them all.
No knife. Just snap.
They can even kill Wally West.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless he's faster.
Unless he goes back in time.
Unless he's, well, they have the time gem.
They can stop him.
Unless
from going
he goes
in time
as fast, so fast that he stops him from snapping.
He gets
and
all
takes
the rings.
Snatches all of the.
Knowing Wally West, he could do that.
Yes.
And then he snatches all of the gear.
But yes, I would say season 1 is a 4. I'm going to give season 2 a 3.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, it didn't make sense how she could hold the Infinity Stones.
Yeah, she got, you know, she got a handle of everything way too easy. But
2.5.
You give it 2.5?
Yes.
Yeah, I give it 3. How much you want to give it?
3.5.
Wow.
Yeah. 3.5.
Because it's about the girls.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know.
If it was about boys, Rand, you would be like, oh my god, this is 4 thumbs up. Yay.
I hope they got some better ideas for season 3. Let's see. But overall, I say it's still good. It's still good.
What If will always be good.
It's still better than all the other stuff that Marvel came out with last year.
It's the best you all will ever get. Be grateful.
What if something beats... What if?
We shall see. I hear that they're doing a lot of stuff in 2024. The new X-Men. And then there's going to be a Spider-Man show.
Spider-Man.
And then... I think they're going to be doing a Marvel Zombies show.
Zombies.
With Kamala Khan in it.
She's going to be
and Shang-Chi.
Finally, after like a million years.
But yeah. I heard they're going to be in the cast. Yeah. So, let's see.
You said that they were going to be in the Avengers, in one of the Avengers movies, and they're going to be on the run because the villains want to kill them.
Who do you think is going to be the first one to be bitten?
We don't know yet. We have to see the show. So, that's it for What If. Let's see. What we will review after these messages. I think we're going to be doing another Marvel show. I think we're going to be doing Echo.
Yeah.